The review of the fatal shooting incident was carried out by prosecutors in Harbin. The conclusion reached is the same as that of an earlier internal investigation done by the city's railway police department. It confirms that the shooting at Qing'an County Railway Station was done out of duty, and the officer Li Lebin did not violate protocol. Prosecutor Sun Cheng-yi is in charge of this case.
We reviewed surveillance footage of the scene, listened to the affidavits from witnesses and the person concerned, and looked at photographs of evidence such as the baton, gun, the police ID, and the permission to use firearms. After investigating this evidence, the procuratorate decided that Officer Li Lebin was lawfully carrying out his duty and was within legal rights to use the gun in this case.
The review of the incident was carried out after the internal investigation report triggered some public doubts on the verdict, especially regarding use of the gun and the legitimacy of the video footage. One point of contention regarding the video is that position of an armband on the officer's uniform appears to switch, with one video angle showing it on his left arm, while another camera shows a band on the officer's right arm. But prosecutors examine the video and say it's authentic and unedited, and the armband appears to change position because one of the cameras had been set to a mirror image setting. In the video footage, the Xu Chun-he is seen assaulting the police officer, continuing to throw punches at Li despite multiple warnings before the policeman opens fire. One witness says he believes the footage published is in line with what he saw.
He pushed his mother towards the police, and then he grabbed the child next to him to shield him from the police. The policeman couldn't help but hit the child once. However, after the first hit, he stopped. The man saw that the policeman stopped, so he just threw the child aside.
Xu Chun-he was traveling with his 81-year-old mother and three children when the incident took place on May 2nd. After the incident, local railway police offered a compensation of 200,000 yuan to Xu's family. However, later news emerged that the compensation was only hush money. The village officials from where Xu lives has denied this. Meanwhile, authorities have also detained a man for spreading online rumors that journalists behind reports on this story have received money from the local authorities to speak well of the police. The man, surnamed Chai, first published a rumor through his Weibo account. After being detained, he admitted that his conclusion was groundless.
Because the news was all over the internet at that time, I just reviewed some of the pieces and thought that there were only two journalists reporting on this incident. So I just made the conclusion and put it online. I really thought it would perish quickly when other information poured in. I put it online just to relieve my stress from work.
The video also showed that Xu barred other passengers from checking into the station before the clash erupted, and that the officer had tried to stop him from doing so. Autopsy reports suggested that Xu was drunk at the time of the incident. For CRI, this is Huang Shan.